It's 92 degrees and the sky is threatening a thunderstorm as Michael Smith is walking off a JTA bus to start a shift at Golden Corral on Normandy Boulevard. He rides this route 6 days a week.
During the day, it's brutal hot and you just sit there and you'll get sunburned in 10 minutes and you have to wait there sometimes for an hour, hour and a half.
The stop is marked with a sign, but has no bench or covering. It would qualify for a shelter under JTA standard because, on average, at least 40 riders get on here every day. But it's not on JTA's list to get one this year. Of the city's more than 2,600 bus stops, just 13% have shelters.
It's not adding up. You know, we just have to do better. And I can't defend this to taxpayers.
At City Hall, Councilman Reggie Brown is flipping through a packet listing all the city's bus stops.
Here we go, right here.
2.1.
That's how many riders one San Marcos stop with a shelter averages, two a day. A JTA spokeswoman says that shelter was installed by someone else, not the Public Transportation Authority. But of the city's 372 shelters, nearly two-thirds are at stops that don't meet JTA's bar of at least 40 riders a day.
You can see in a more affluent communities that the numbers are extremely low, but yet they have very nice bus shelters. And I like to be able to stand before the community and say, no, your assumption is wrong. But in this case, I don't believe that they're wrong.
JTA says it didn't start prioritizing stops with high ridership until around 2015. Many shelters were installed before then. But ever since, 88% of shelters installed or planned for installation are in Northwest Jacksonville and Arlington. But Brown wants JTA to consider factors other than ridership, like whether stops are near schools or retirement homes. Those stops may have fewer than 40 riders now, but Brown says they would
probably have more if the conditions were better.
94 stops qualify for new or replacement shelters, 40 of them planned for this year. But money is a big barrier. Each installation costs $20,000, and annual maintenance for all of them costs the city $700,000. Also, JTA says some stops that need them don't have the space or they'd infringe on private property. Brown says that's something City Council can help work through. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.